Washington, D.C. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on easing a broad set of sanctions against Syria. The move signals a potential reopening for international investment and reconstruction efforts more than 6 months after the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad. The executive order targets entities critical to Syria's development, the operation of its government, and the rebuilding of the country's social fabric, according to a statement from the U.S. Treasury Department. The sanctions, which had severely restricted the Syrian government's financial capabilities since long before the 2011 civil war, have contributed to the near collapse of Syria's economy and stalled reconstruction. Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shabani welcomed the move. While the executive order lifts sanctions on numerous Syrian individuals and entities, with 518 already removed from the U.S. Treasury's sanctions list, some key penalties remain intact. Sanctions related to President Assad, the Islamic State group, ISIL, ISIS, Iran, and their allies will continue, as the U.S. maintains its stance against terrorism and regional destabilization. Notably, the U.S. government has ordered a review of sanctions under the CSAR Act, legislation that imposes heavy penalties on Syria's economy for alleged war crimes against civilians. Additionally, the U.S. administration has begun reassessing the terrorist designation of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's former Syrian branch. HTS's leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jilani, also known as al-Sharaa, severed ties with al-Qaeda in 2016 and played a pivotal role in the recent overthrow of Assad in December 2024. Al-Sharaa, who led rebel forces in northwest Syria's Idlib region, now serves as interim Syrian president and has pledged inclusive governance and peaceful relations with Syria's neighbors, including Israel. The U.S. administration emphasized its commitment to a stable, unified Syria that does not harbor terrorist organizations and safeguards minority groups, thereby supporting regional security and prosperity.